when we were recruiting crew, we made a stipulation of within 2 miles of the boathouse. Because to be honest, if you lived further away from that, you'd never make any of the shouts because the boat would be gone by the time you got there. There were a few exceptions, but not too many. But that's how it happened. You know, they all lived within about two miles of the boathouse. The big problem is, of course, people worked away from the village. You couldn't expect everybody to work in the village. But at one time, we had most of the village businesses tied up. We had several people who used to work for Weaver Brothers. The builders were crew members. Hodge and Childs, the garage here, there were cases known when cars were left on the lifts when the crew were called out and they were left there. And there's a long shout and the customer would come to collect his car and it's still stuck on a lift without any wheels on. They used to get round that. But that's where we used to recruit a lot of our people from. It was a big, you know, that was a problem, that you couldn't always guarantee people could work in the village. Because in Bembridge, there's sort of three strands of people, so all the lads when they left school who lived in Bembridge, and they got three choices. They could either become retained firemen, they could be cliff rescue team for the Coast Guard, and be Coast Guards, or they could join the lifeboat. So there was a lot of demand on the folk round here. And, you know, any lad who had anything about him usually wanted to join one. And in fact, we've got people that have been in all three at one time or another.